This is episode 30 for Monday, May 20th, Ultimate Weather Applications for the iPhone and Apple Watch. Let's get started. Welcome back. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, where you will learn about the world of Apple and how technology can make you work smarter, personally and professionally. And we will do that in mere minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. Let's go to the show. It's now summer, and we just had our first summer storm of the season, bringing hail, thunder, and lightning. This is common in Alaska and also around the country. You just need to watch the evening news to see examples where people have been caught ill-prepared by weather events. I've always been intrigued by weather applications for the iPhone, especially those with Apple Watch complications. I use them constantly. I thought about sharing a few of my favorite applications and hopefully make your next trip outdoors a little safer. There are hundreds of weather apps in the App Store, and they range the gamut in their performance. It's a very popular category, and each person has a different idea of what makes a great weather app. Some people want simplicity, and others, like me, want all the data. I'll talk about the applications I use most and can recommend to you. I'll put the icons in the Mac Minutes show notes located at macminutes.blubrry.net. The first application is Dark Sky. Dark Sky makes a name for itself in the weather app category for its precise accuracy at predicting weather changes up to the minute. It will astound you at first with the accuracy. Literally, I've had this application tell me it's going to rain in 10 minutes, and sure enough, it's spot on. The app provides a detailed 24-hour outlook as well as a 7-day forecast. Dark Sky's radar animation lets you see the actual path of the storm, how it moved in the past, and where it's going in the future. The precipitation and temperature global map lets you drag your finger through time to see when storms will arrive or how much time you have. If there is any chance of rain, snow, or a storm headed your way, Dark Sky will let you know when it will arrive. Dark Sky comes with advanced push notification options. Receive down-to-the-minute alerts before it starts raining at your exact location. Get notified of government severe weather alerts for such things as thunderstorms, flooding, hurricanes, or even create your own custom notifications covering the next 24 hours for things like temperature, wind, precipitation, and more. Even if you haven't opened the app in days, Dark Sky will tell you what you need to know when you need to know it. For the Dark Sky Apple Watch complication, the Notification Center widget tells you at a glance what's going to happen in the next hour and in the next week, so you don't even have to unlock your phone to quickly check the weather before heading out. A great tip is to create a weather infograph watch face if you have the Series 4 Apple Watch, so with a glance, you can get all your weather data. If you have an earlier version, this tip still applies on a smaller scale with a different watch face. The second weather application I'm going to talk about is the Wonderground weather application. If you want local, complete, and comprehensive weather forecasts, Weather Underground is a great option. This is especially beneficial if you live in a remote region or one where the weather forecast from the media outlet has different physical features such as mountains, oceans, and other features which give a complete different environment. Let me explain why this application is a little different than your standard weather forecast. It's powered by a network of more than 270,000 personal weather stations, which can give you the weather at the locations near you or where you would like to visit. I have a personal Wonderground weather station which allows me to report local weather and hazards to help your community. I'll share a personal example. We have Alyeska Resort in Girdwood, Alaska, which is about 40 miles south of Anchorage, but it has its own weather microcosm, completely different than Anchorage, as it is influenced by Prince William Sound. Wonderground allows me to check the local conditions before I travel, and with their webcams, there is rarely any surprise before I head out to go biking or skiing. At the same time, this app provides interactive radar where you can check the hourly forecast or even the next 10 days. It has customizable alerts and much more to ensure you're always prepared for whatever the weather brings. The application won an Editor's Choice Award and has received 4.5 stars from 56,000 plus viewers. Wonderground does have Apple Watch complications where you can get all your weather data at a glance at your wrist. Quickly view current conditions, hourly, and 10-day forecasts from local weather stations and stay ahead of the storm with severe weather alerts and radar. So if you want the best of both worlds, Wonderground gives complete and comprehensive weather forecasts and is a great option when picking an application. It's available in the App Store and has received 4.2 stars from more than 19,000 reviewers. Before we move on, many of you may be familiar with the Natatmo weather station, which has a similar application I also use and can wholeheartedly recommend that company also. Combined with the previous applications, I rely on radar to track incoming weather. Again, I have found a huge disparity in the application's quality. There's a lot of radar applications, but I can recommend this one to you. If you are a weather geek like me, you will surely love this one. RadarScope is for serious weather enthusiasts. It provides native data rendering of a reflective velocity dual polarization, echo tops, accumulation, and much more. Radar layers include severe weather warnings, lightning alerts, and a variety of storm trackers. It does have a membership tier, and I found the $9.99 tier to be plenty useful. The application gets 4 stars from more than 4,000 reviewers. And don't forget to include the standard Apple weather icons on your Apple Watch. The ones I use are the sunrise and sunset, UV index, air quality, and wind speed. I also recommend getting an LTE-equipped Apple Watch because in many sports and outdoor activities, you can become separated or disabled from getting to your iPhone. With LTE, you have the means to summon help as long as you are within cell phone range. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes for this week. We'll be looking forward to the Worldwide Developers Conference coming up on Monday, June 3rd, and we'll be providing you the coverage of the news events and announcements. If you have a question, please reach me through the Mac Minutes webpage located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at minutes_Mac and facebook.com/MacMinutes. Our Mac Minutes podcast group is available to join if you want to provide input, discuss devices, or provide ideas for future podcasts. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you again.